talk about.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your heart may be in Havana, the Atlas Mountains, Chicago, Copenhagen, Seoul, or any other area in the world. We're just glad you chose to share your heart with us and listen to Take a Break with Jean and Nick.
Hi, this is Sharon Black in Smith Center, Kansas. Take a Break with Jean and Mary, weekdays at noon Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com, Be Unique Radio. Be Unique is a magazine and also some other venues like coffee or tea and other things that you can discover on beunique.com or org. B-U-N-E-K-E. It's a variety of great stories written by writers who care about the world. Be sure and call in to the show. Take a Break with Jean and Mary. What's your phone calls? You will win prizes. Thank you.
Well, hello, everybody. Hey, Jean, how you doing?
Hey, Mary, that's awesome. I love Sharon.
Yeah, she's so cool. I mean, I just said, hey, here's your gift. Would you do us a little thank you? And she just created a great commercial.
Awesome, yeah.
Today we're supposed to be talking about manifesting. But before we jump into that, and I could talk about that forever and ever, before we get into that, let's take care of a little bit of business that we have to.
Okay.
Today is the last day for our particular trivia question, which is, what is the only man-made object on Earth that is observable from the moon with a telescope or something of that nature? Because I thought it was observable with the naked eye through a space helmet, whatnot. And I found out, I was wrong. And I've been saying that all week long. And nobody knows how that hurts me to say I was mistaken. That's hard. I had a coworker one time, she had a coffee mug. They said, I might not always be right, but I am never wrong. I like that, you know. But I'm going to give out the hint. Well, actually, today is the day to give out the answer, but we'll give that out toward the end of the show. So if anybody wants to call in, feel free. This structure crosses 9 provinces and municipalities. What's the number before I start into all this stuff, Gene?
Yeah, the number to give us a call here is 1-516-418-5651. And remember, if you're not in the United States, we are, but you'll need to do your exit code for your country, perhaps.
Yes.
516-418-5651.
There's an alternative way to reach out to us. If you are listening to this after it's gone into archives, after 12 o'clock, because I know 12 o'clock for us is like dinner time in the UK. And it's even later at night for other countries. So you can also email us. You want to give them the email address, Gene?
Sure. It's very simple. Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com. We're always looking for emails. Fun.
And if you're not sure how to spell it, just check out the description below the show. It's in there. Or go to our website. beunique.org and email us through there. Back to the hints for what man-made object can you observe from the moon or the space station with a little help? Number one hint, it crosses 9 provinces and municipalities, and we're not talking about Delaware. In the first week of May, yes, a big, big area. In fact, it's how many thousands of miles? I think you checked it the other day.
I did, and I was just thinking of that, and I think I forgot. I think it was like 13,000. It was.
I think 13,000 sounds right. It was 13,000 and change. However, a third of this structure has been totally lost without a trace. Now, what that tells me is it has probably fallen into the ocean.
Very possible.
So you know it goes across. In the first week of May and October, the first week. Now, we're not talking about month of May and the month of October. We're talking about 1 week. So this is in 2 weeks period of time. Visitor flow can be up to 70,000 per day.
Wow.
And in 1987, this became a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And that's a nice little segue. We're going to have that. We'll give the answer out at the end of the show. And we have a little more than 10 minutes left if we do it properly. But we may have to expand this show because that UNESCO World Heritage Site makes me think about manifesting. Tell us, Jean, what you did yesterday afternoon at Green Gables, please.
Oh, my goodness. We, a group of people.
Talk about manifesting.
Manifesting. We gathered together to dedicate a big fancy sign that designates this piece of property as a National Historic Register site that people have spent the last 12 years trying to save. It's a 124-year-old home that was going to be leveled and something new built. People got together and saved it. About a year and a half ago, it was almost lost, and a whole bunch of new energy joined the team, and we manifested this, literally. Bunches of people got together and touched, reached out, and got help from hundreds and thousands of people, and we literally just everybody decided it was going to happen, and we manifested saving this home. Literally. Decided to do it, and just went out and did it.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody, well, not everybody, but most of the people, the core people at Be Unique, really believe in manifesting. And I want to just say real quickly that most everybody who's listening has heard of The Secret or The Law of Attraction. Now, if you're more based in religion and dogma, your scripture, no matter what scripture you read or listen to or follow, almost every scripture has something very similar that says, ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. It's all about faith. And it doesn't matter if your faith is in your own ability, if your faith is in a creator God, the universe, I call it Gus with two S's, God, universe, source, spirit. It doesn't really matter what you believe in, but if you believe in something and you, well, it doesn't even matter if you believe in it or not. Thoughts become things. It's a universal law. And what you talk about, what you think about is going to come into your life. If you're always thinking, nobody loves me. I don't know why I can't find a partner in life. I don't feel worthy. Then guess what? You won't be.
Right.
And I am living proof of this. People who know me today would not recognize me from the woman I was 25 years ago. I was a wallflower. I did not like, I mean, I did talk to people, but I was very particular about the people I talked to. Never in my life at that point would I have thought that I would be co-managing a business as magnificent as Be Unique. Podcast, me? No way. I was too scared to talk. So I have manifested the life that I'm living now. And I remember when I first met you, Jean, we talked about manifesting, and we talked about how Be Unique was going to manifest something magnificent for Green Gables. And that was when we started filming Forgotten Enchantress. And I will give one, I'm going to give 98%. I'm going to take a couple of percents for me and the other volunteers. But the majority of the credit for in Forgotten Enchantress goes to my partner, my co-founder, the creative director of Be Unique, Jennifer East. That woman, I remember sitting in Sita's radio show the day we met Marion and Sue. And we first heard about Green Gables. And Jennifer and I just looked at each other, and we knew right off the bat that that look meant we can help. And we started right then formulating a plan. And Jennifer, it took us a while to get to where we were, but once we got everything laid out, Jennifer came up with this great script, and she created this amazing documentary that turned into a fabulous, successful fundraiser. And it just, it absolutely blows my mind. We're in the process now of starting to submit this for film festivals. And I know, because I am manifesting it, we are going. We are winning awards for this. It's an award-winning film. Absolutely, no questions in my mind.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing, and it actually, the manifestation occurred in large part through this film, because as all the thoughts and efforts and everything was building and coming together, we were getting ready to save the house, and then we had this COVID thing hit us, and everything had to stop. And what we were counting on for all this fundraising, these events, these big things, we were having people come and see the house, and it all stopped. And
It stopped. Everything froze around the world. And that was
done.
When Jennifer really showed her amazing talent, because that's when she created the GoFundMe and tied the film to donations. So if anybody wanted to make a donation, they could watch the film. And because of that, the film was seen by more people. Donations came in more, and once people saw the film, they wanted to donate even more.
Well,
so,
you know, and the thing about the film that under all the circumstances, it was able to go out into a socially distant world with abandon, and just go to anywhere in the world and let people see, and it literally says the heart of me and all the people that I know very closely associated with this program, this effort, this manifestation of saving Green Gables. It's such a powerfully emotional thing, and deep from people's hearts, and the film says it. It shows it. It literally shows it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It was manifested.
Jennifer did an amazing job, and I can remember there would be days that she'd say things like, "Oh, I hope the film's successful. Oh, I hope we get more donations." And I would just look at her and I'd say, "Take that word out of your mouth. We don't hope. It is successful."
Just do.
And we would talk. And one of the things that I would help her do was rephrase the language, because hope is actually not a positive word. And that's one of the things I used to, right before COVID, and everything happened with COVID that changed because people's mindsets changed. But before COVID, we used to have what we called Manifest Monday. And we would gather on Zoom, and we would have these little manifest lessons. And I would explain people how to manifest. And then at the end of it, I would always state what I wanted to manifest for that day. And then I would ask if anybody else wanted to manifest something. And invariably, we'd come back the next week and they would say, "Mary, it worked." I'm like, I had no doubt.
There's no
doubt in my mind. And really and truly, all manifesting is boils down to how you state your wishes, wants, prayers, dreams, desires. You know, you can say, you know, get down on your knees and say, please, please, I beg you, God, or whoever you call on, and this is what I want. If you deem me worthy, and I spent many of my years doing that, praying the rosary and saying, if I'm worthy, please give me this, help me understand, or, you know, bring me out of this fear that I'm living in. But when you manifest, you drop all that negativity and you claim it because you are worthy. You do deserve it. We all, each of us deserves to have the life we want. And so the way you manifest, like, okay, one of the things I know you want to do is I'm going to just state it and we're going to claim it and put a little, I'm just going to sit over here and shake my shoulders or something, because you put a little action on your words and that gives it more power and pushes it out to the universe. So Gene loves his nomadic lifestyle in a sponsored Be Unique mobile so that he can travel around the country and interview amazing people doing what they do. And so it is, Gene. Clap your hands, wink your eyes, shrug your shoulders. I don't care what you do. Put some action on this, and it's coming true. It may not happen today, tomorrow, next week, or next year. But as we were saying last night on Elisa's show, you put the intention out, and the universe will respond when you are ready.
Well,
the universe.
And I think, too, we have to remember back to what you said a little bit ago, the old saying of the, you know, the Lord helps him who helps himself, is that if you manifest this, you put it out there, you state what it is that you are going to get, what you're going to attract, and then you hold that, you keep thinking. In my case, I don't know if it's all a personal experience, but in my case, I just keep thinking about it. You know, and I picture it happening, and I think about specific details involved in its fruition, you know, and like picturing what myself in that situation, the more detail I can picture over time, you know, and it doesn't happen all at once. It like you're saying, you think about it, keep thinking about it, and you're attracted. It just comes, it just starts popping up, and then you have to watch for it too. You have to be aware and positive that you know it's coming. And so when it comes, you got to be ready to say, hey, here it is. And you get more. It's pretty wild.
Exactly. And you have to be grateful.
Yes.
For what you have right now. If you say, well, my life sucks, but I want, you know, you can't say I'm living in a cardboard box, but I want to live an A-lister lifestyle.
Right.
But I hate my life. If you appreciate your cardboard box, the next thing is coming.
Yes. Because that cardboard box is amazing comfort in a harsh sun or in a cold breeze. I'm telling you, it's real. Be grateful for what you have at the very moment you have it. It makes it so you can actually look up then and look around you, because you're grateful to be there. You've got everything you need right there at that moment. And you look around and it's everything. It's all around abundance and things that you can, anything you can imagine, the human mind can imagine, is possible. And it's true.
Yes.
If you believe it, have the faith, just know it, just stand up and know, don't worry about whether if this is going to happen this way or that, just get up and start going there and you'd be surprised. Whoa, wait a minute. And then you'll also see stuff like, wow, I was headed that way, but wow, look at this over here. I never even thought of. Woo, let's boogie or whatever.
We are way beyond our 15 minutes, and we still need to draw a winner for this week. So
I'll tell you what. Let's do.
I am actively stirring the pot right now. So when you tell me stop, I will stop. And that's who the winner
and
is.
And get rid. Stop.
Eco Nary.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Eco Nary, her name, that's actually Rena. So we will be sending a gift to Rena in Korea, South Korea, where she lives.
Excellent.
So I'm excited about this. I've got to find something that doesn't weigh a ton. I've been sending books to people, and books are heavy. So I'm going to find something a little bit lighter that we can send to her that won't weigh so much and won't cost as much in postage. But I'm just delighted that she is our winner.
That is awesome.
And
yes.
if anybody wants to know a little bit more about her, just pick up a copy of go to beunique.org and go through the digital copy. You can order on demand if you want. But she goes by the name of Rena, that is her name, but she just uses the moniker. And she writes about environmentalism and conservation.
Conservation.
Delightful.
Well,
absolutely.
And I remember
delightful human being.
And I remember once when she was on our unscripted show, and she actually came upon a group of people that she ran into that were being, their home was being encroached upon by the modern development. It was more of a traditional society. And so she jumped in and tried to help raise awareness of that and help ease the, perhaps help a little transition. Because it sounded like it was pretty stark when she found it.
That was really neat. Because I remember one story that she told about how there was a child who was making animals out of toilet paper rolls. And she told Rena that she would make more animals, but she didn't have any more toilet paper rolls. And it took, you know, she had to be very careful. She couldn't waste the toilet paper. So I saved up my toilet paper rolls and I mailed them to Rena. And I said, please take these to that little girl when you go back to the village again. And it didn't cost me a lot. And you know, we can do all kinds of things like that.
Sure.
If anybody wants to know how you can make a difference in someone's life, just pick up a copy. I keep saying that. Go to beunique.org. It's not as easy as picking up a copy. We're not widely distributed yet. We're working on that. One grant. One sponsor can make this possible if we have the oncoming, regularly going donations. We could have our copies available for people to pick up anywhere they go. That is our goal.
It's coming.
Yes. So you won't believe how much time we spent on today's show talking about manifesting. And I am actually excited because I'm bringing back Manifest with Mary, the Manifest Mondays, but I'm doing it differently. We're going to make it it's going to be a podcast. So you don't have to tune in at a certain time. You can just click on and go to it whenever you want to. Probably the first of the year might be a little earlier. But we've got a lot going on. Despite all that's going on with COVID, we are still busy creating things in the background. And I have a lot of scripts I have to write, and then I have to record them. And then Jennifer's going to do her little magic on the back end.
Yeah, I mean, it's growing fast, and especially as the shift takes place, I think, as far as I understand, it sounds like we're going to all be a lot busier and busier, you know, having fun and doing great things. And so
I am bursting at the bubble here to really reveal something that's in the works. We're negotiating with someone that might be coming on to Be Unique Radio, but I can't say anything because it's not confirmed. And I don't want to disappoint anybody because it's just good. Next week,
okay, cool.
We're going to talk about music, madness, trees, and probably some mystery topics. I'm not exactly sure because I have things planned through the end of the month, which is right around the corner. And up until now, I have planned all of these shows and come up with the topics. And now Gene is giving me some topics, which are really cool, folks. I can't wait to share with you. We're going to get through what I've written out, and then we're going to talk about the things. I mean, Gene and I have talked about all of these things before and said that we wanted to talk about them. Last thing. Do you want to tell them what our trivia answer is?
Well, I think we should.
Yeah, I suppose. Nobody called in, but that's okay.
But that's okay. Well, that's okay. It was the Great Wall of China is what we were talking about. One of the great man-made structures.
We thought that you could see it from outer space. And then we did a little more digging to get some of the hints that we've been giving out, and we found out you can't actually. Well, let's put it like this. There have been at least three astronauts that they've asked, could you see the Great Wall of China? And they all said no, and I looked for it. But I think that the theory is that you probably could see it if you had a telescope and recognize it as such. I don't know. But it was a fun trivia question all week long. Next week, we're going to come up with something else, probably way off the wall. And it might be pretty
simple.
It'll
be fun, I know. Yeah, simple
and fun. It'll be fun. And we're really excited. I think I'm going to, because I know the mail takes a little time, I'm going to alert EcoNary or Rena that she is the winner of this week's prize.
Excellent.
And I just had an idea of what I should send her. It probably weighs a ton.
It's all good.
I'll come up with something a little lighter. I may just find her a little angel feather and send her that.
Well, I'll be thinking too. I've got some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
I need to be thinking harder about that anyway. So.
Yeah.
All right,
and
well,
next week, have a great weekend, Gene.
Yeah,
and
you too.
Thank you.
And everybody
out there,
have a great weekend.
I'm going to a premiere on Sunday. It's an invitation
only.
I'm really excited. Yeah. Really excited about it. So
very nice. Well, have fun.
Yeah. Thank you. And I think I'm going to let Barb take us out of today's show. I'm going to let her talk her way out of here. And I'll see you all Monday at noon. Bye, everybody.
Sounds good. Bye, everybody.
Hi, my name is Barb, and I listen to Be Unique Radio. My favorite show is Take a Break with Gene and Mary. I listen to it noon every day. And if you listen, you may win a prize just like I did.
And that's it. Bye-bye.